Time now for The Real Estate Connection with Stephen Fayard, a realtor and certified probate and real estate specialist. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or a seasoned investor looking to downsize, move up, or refinance, this program is for you. From probate sales to landscape design to home repairs and maintenance, this is your weekly look into all things real estate. Now your host for The Real Estate Connection, Stephen Fayard.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of The Real Estate Connection, brought to you by, there it is, Good Patriot Realty, a salute to home ownership. Hey, if you're in the market right now, I know there's a lot of changes out there. Seeing all sorts of news articles, things on television about the real estate industry, about all about interest rates, up and down, inventory. I mean, it's just a ton of stuff out there. And if you need somebody to help you navigate through all of that, give us a call at Good Patriot Realty at 408-472-0817. Again, 408-472-0817. We're in the middle of it. We're in the thick of things. We're keeping up with all the results of the different cases that have been taking place with the National Association of Realtors. We're keeping up with all the different changes in real estate inventory, and we've been keeping up with the interest rates and how that affects you as a buyer or a seller in this market. And there are more changes potentially on the horizon, so you're going to want to talk to somebody who's in the middle of it all. So give us a call again. Good Patriot Realty, Stephen Thayard, 408-472-0817. That's enough with the commercial. Welcome aboard. Appreciate you guys spending some time with me this afternoon as we talk about all things real estate. If you don't want to miss another episode of the podcast, though, which we are, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also Podbean. That's where I load up the episodes and poof, it goes out to the rest of the world. So without any further ado, we are going to head into the topic of conversation, and that is move-up buyers. This is a move-up buyer special. All right, so if you are a move-up buyer, you are in a special category of real estate, okay? This means you are a homeowner. You have owned a home, you've lived in it for a while, you've been through the buying process once before, you've now gotten used to your property, you've done maintenance, painted, changed all kinds of stuff about it, and you've grown and grown and grown. Maybe your income has gone up, and maybe your living situation has changed, maybe you need more space, or maybe you need less space. But a move-up buyer or a transitional home buyer is somebody who is in a very special category of real estate, because it usually means, and I mean usually, not always, it usually means that you are going to sell the house that you're in and buy the next house, or you might keep it. But those are decisions that you're going to make along the process. No matter what, though, you're leaving the house that you're in for another house, and you're transitioning. So today's podcast is all about that category, the move-up buyer. So what's the first thing that we're going to talk about? And that's the first decision you're going to have to make as a move-up buyer. And that's to decide whether or not you're going to keep the house that you're moving out of that you currently own, or whether or not you're going to sell it. Now, for most people out there, they're going to sell the house. They're going to use the equity that they've built up over the previous years to springboard them forward into their next home. However, there are a few of you out there who have planned ahead. You have always thought from the very beginning that the first house you were going to buy was going to be a house that you were going to keep in your established real estate portfolio as an investment property, which means you are not going to sell. You're going to hold it, move out of it, get into another property, keep it, and rent it, create an income stream off of that, and then in the second house, make that your main home or your primary residence. However, there are more of you that are going to use your house that you're living in now, that you're going to be moving out of, as an equity position to help you springboard forward into buying the next house. So no matter what decision you make, it's going to affect the next part of buying a home. So what's the next thing that no matter, well, let's not say no matter where you're at, because everything's relative, right? And it depends. When I was in public accounting, I used to answer this question all the time from people. Well, what if so-and-so and this and that happens? It usually is, it depends because of your personal situation and how it plays out. So the next step is financing. Let's call it financing. How will you finance the next home purchase? Now, there are a small percentage of us out there, or you out there, that will buy that next home with cash. You've planned, right? You've been saving and saving, or there's been a windfall that's come your way from maybe an inheritance that you've gotten from a relative or a friend, or you've just been doing some really wise investing and it's paid off and you're in a position where you can buy that next house for cash. If so, great. You move on and then you start looking at the budget and the needs of your next property. However, for most people, this will mean getting financing for the next house. So what does that mean for you? Getting pre-approved. You're absolutely going to have to get pre-approved for that next house if you're going to get a loan. And you do that next. Once you've decided that you're going to move out of your house, whether you're going to keep that house, sell it, and buy another house, if you need to finance in order to buy that next house, the next step absolutely is to get a pre-approved. And you will need a real estate professional's help in doing that. Now, you may ask yourself, Stephen, why do I need a real estate professional's help in purchasing or getting pre-approved for my next home if I'm going to have a loan? So we go back to our first decision as to whether or not you're going to keep the house that you're currently in or you're going to sell it and use the equity to buy the next house. If you are going to sell the house that you're currently in and use the equity to get into your next house, then you absolutely are going to need a real estate professional. And here's the reason why. A real estate professional will be an appraiser for you, not a licensed appraiser, but an appraiser who will go in, look at the current market to see what homes in your neighborhood have sold in the last 90 days that are of similar age, square footage, and condition. Again, age, square footage, and condition. Now, there are some public sites out there, some public websites who will give you a general idea of what the value of your home is. But when you're getting ready to do financing and know how much money you're going to be pulling out of your house in equity, which translates into a down payment, which translates into how much money you may borrow, which is going to translate into where you want to be as far as how much money you want to spend on that next house, you need to have a much tighter understanding of the value of your home. And you will need a real estate professional to do that for you because we have access, excuse me, got a frog in my throat. You're going to need access. We have access to a historical database of homes that have sold for the last 90 days. Now, the database that we use historically is going to be the same database that an appraiser uses. So in general terms, we're going to give you similar values without nailing it down to a specific value that a bank would use, right? But it's still going to be using the same data. Then once you have that information, you'll kill two birds with one stone. One, you're going to know how much equity you have to play with in purchasing your next home, but you're also going to know where the market value of your house is when you put it on the market to sell in order to buy your next home. So the key step, the next step, if you're going to be doing any financing at all and you're going to sell the house that you're moving out of, is to get pre-approved, which means you need to have a home market valuation done by a real estate professional in order to move on to step three. Okay. And if you want help in that regard, if this is where you're at this spring, again, give Good Patriot Realty, Stephen Thayard, a call at 408-472-0817. So what's the next step? Okay. If you're in that move up buyer category, timing is everything. Timing, of course, is not an issue if you decide to keep your home, right? Because you're just going to decide when you want to move, right? There's not an issue with you selling a house in order to buy a next house, right? So there's not a real big timing issue other than when you want to buy. For most people, especially if they have children in school, that's going to be right now, March, April, May timeframe. Because you want to get settled into your next home before summer hits. Summer, you want to be free to go on vacation. You want to know where your kids will be attending school in the next school year. And now summer vacation has been shortened down to basically 60 days. Starts in June, goes June, July, and then bam, you're thinking about putting your kids back in school when August hits. Now for us middle-aged folks like me, I'm in my late mid-50s, we had 3 months back when I was in elementary school, junior high, and high school. You would hit you would hit summer break in June, and you wouldn't see school again until September. But things have changed, and school is almost year-round, and so you have a very short window of time to take your vacations, which means most people, in the spring, there is a buying season when most homeowners are putting their homes on the market, and when the most desirable homes are available is going to be right now, March, April, May, and maybe the first week of June. So timing is an issue if you're looking to get the best inventory. Now, if you have a house to sell, timing is everything, because the biggest fear or concern for most people who have a house to sell in order to buy the next house is the fear of being homeless. And I don't mean not having the money to put a roof over your head. We're talking about people are afraid that the house that they're in is going to sell before they find their replacement property. That's the fear of being homeless in a move-up buyer scenario. So there are some things that you can help mitigate this issue for yourselves that I'm going to talk about right now. So some of the solutions to this problem is, one, back to what we talked about before, get pre-approved, okay? Know what the equity is in your house, know how much you're pulling out in order to buy the next home, and have that pre-approval letter ready to go so that when you find that replacement property, you can pull the trigger right away. Oftentimes, people put the cart before the horse. They go looking for this replacement property. They're not pre-approved. They're not ready to go with the current house they're in. If they're getting ready to sell it, they find the replacement property, and then they're scrambling to catch up. And by the time they do catch up, the house that they thought that they wanted is already gone because somebody else is more prepared. So the moral of the story is, be prepared. And the first step is to get pre-approved. Now, what's the second step? List your home for sale before you start shopping for the next one. Steven, you just said we're afraid it's going to sell before we find our replacement property. Isn't that putting us in harm's way? Yes and no. Okay, so again, it depends. If you prepare, no. What you're going to want to do is, one, be pre-approved, know where the range of equity is that your house is going to provide for you when you have it sold. but you're also going to want to have that house on the market. And here's the reason why. When you go and you finally do locate that replacement property and you write an offer, the seller of your replacement property, whom you're writing the offer to, is going to want to know how qualified you are or where you're at or how you're positioned to actually have access to the dollars that are locked up in the house that you're selling. If it's already on the market, that's one step closer. What's even better is if that house has received an offer. And what's even better than that is if you're far down the line during that selling process where the contingencies have been removed and the house is getting ready to close. Okay, so you're saying, hey, but you're thinking, hey, listen, it's putting me in harm's way. If the house closes and I haven't found a replacement property, I'm going to be out on the street. I'm going to have to go find a place to rent. I don't want to have to move twice. And you're absolutely right. That is not anything anybody wants to do. So how do we mitigate this issue when you're a move-up buyer? There is something called a replacement property contingency that you can put into the sale of your current home, which basically says we're not closing escrow until we have locked and loaded our replacement property, which puts the buyer on notice. You're just going to have to hold out and wait until I find another home. This protects you. It keeps the buyer in the contract, and we negotiate that time period and can extend it if necessary. And it prevents you from being out of the house before you find a replacement property so that you have some comfort and it's not so stressful. Now, here's a bonus that you will not find on my blog post that goes along with this podcast. The other thing is occupancy after close of escrow. I'm going to say that one more time. Occupancy after close of escrow. This is when you close the sale on your house and you stay in it for another 30 days, which gives you more time and leeway in moving out of the house and into that replacement property, because also timing matters as far as when you get into contract on that replacement property and negotiating the close of escrow with the sellers as well, which you have to watch out for, because if the seller of your home that you're moving into needs to stay in place as well, that could be an issue, and you're going to want to avoid that when you're talking with your realtor in regards to buying that replacement property. All things that a professional full-time real estate provider will be thinking about and guiding you through the process as you look for that replacement property. Again, if that's you and you'd like to talk through it, give me a call, Stephen Thayard, Good Patriot Realty, 408-472-0817. Now, what's the next step? Be flexible with the replacement property, right? You're looking for that house to either move up or move down, and you have a goal that you're looking to accomplish, whether it's to have more space in the backyard, more entertainment space, more bedrooms, more baths, just room to stretch, or you're downsizing and you're looking for a place with less maintenance and smaller amounts of upkeep, whatever that may be flexible. My advice is to have three non-negotiables. Communicate that to your real estate professional so that it helps him or her look for the right property for you, so they're not bringing you homes that just don't fit from the beginning. And then have a list that of wants, but not necessarily needs, that you're willing to negotiate on, okay? This will help the process immensely, especially if it's a married couple. You both have to be on the same page. I don't know how many of you watch HGTV and House Hunters, but oftentimes the agent who's working for the couple is indicating that they're not on the same page, which makes it difficult to find a replacement property, because you want to please your clients, right? And your client would be both husband and wife. So before you start the process, sit down, talk about it, decide what you think are your three non-negotiables, and then put your wish list together from there, and know that those can, aren't necessarily have to haves. They're possible haves. Okay. And then if your three non-negotiables change, make sure you communicate that to your real estate professional so they are aware of what's happening so they can serve you better. Again, if you're looking for someone to guide you through this process, let me know. I would be happy to help. 408-472-0817. Again, 408-472-0817. Stephen Thayard with Good Patriot Realty. And what's the last bit of advice for our Move Up Buyer category in this Move Up Buyer podcast special? Have faith. Remember the success of purchasing your first home. Remember when everything fell into place and all the professionals working hard to get the job done for you got it done. Do not engage in the what ifs. This will drive you crazy. What if this happens? And what if this happens? And what if this doesn't happen? And what if that doesn't happen? Do not go there. The way we work a project through is to step it through one step at a time until you get to the end. Now, if something comes up, you deal with it, but only when it occurs. Until then, it doesn't exist. And we just keep moving forward. Have faith. This is one of the biggest adventures you will have in your lifetime, is this move up buying. It's a journey, right? And so remember, when you're going through an adventure, some parts of it are just the not knowing and seeing how it's going to turn out. And when it happens, it's a major success in your real estate journey and another step in building generational wealth for you and your family. So let's recap. Number one, make the decision. Are you going to keep the home you're in as an investment property, or are you going to sell it and move on? Number two, get pre-approved. If you're going to have any sort of financing, get pre-approved right away. Next, timing is everything. That's a whole big subject. If you want to speak about what you heard in the podcast, again, give me a call. We can go over it and see how it works for your specific situation. But the four steps again: get pre-approved, list your home for sale before you go shopping for your next. You're going to want to have it at least at a minimum on the market before you write an offer for that replacement property. And there are protections for you in contingencies that say, we're not going to close escrow until we find this replacement property and we work out the details along the way. Number four, be flexible with your replacement property. Have three non-negotiables and then put out the other list and be flexible. There is no perfect property. None of us buys it. And even people who are building a house and they want a perfect property because of rules with the county or the city or construction guidelines, oftentimes it doesn't happen just because it's not allowed. So just remember, there's no perfect house, but you can have three non-negotiables. And if they change, communicate them to your real estate professional. And last but not least, have faith. Remember how it worked out for you last time, how much fun it was when you finally found it and it all came together and it all worked out. So I'm going to leave this with you before we sign off in regards to the have faith. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. It is a journey. It is an adventure. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. And hey, if you are looking to buy, if you're looking for Good Patriot Realty, the Real Estate Connection for the podcast. I'm looking at my screen and some of my things that I put up at the end of the show are somehow I deleted and now I can't find them. And so I'm upset about it. But anyway, just remember, If you are looking for the Real Estate Connection, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Podbean. Look for the logo in the corner up above the blue logo that says the Real Estate Connection with the guy in the cowboy hat. Search Stephen Theard, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-T-H-E-A-R-D, on any of those platforms, and the Real Estate Connection will pop up, and you can subscribe, and that way you'll never miss another podcast. Until then, God bless you, God bless the United States of America, and we will see you on the next episode of the Real Estate Connection, brought to you by Good Patriot Realty, a salute to home ownership. So you can watch
this has been the Real Estate Connection with Realtor and certified probate and real estate specialist Stephen Theard. Licensed CalBRE number 01700019. For more information on this program, visit realestateconnectionradio.com. To contact Stephen directly, call 408-472-0817 or email info@realestateconnectionradio.com. And be sure to tune in next week at this time for the Real Estate Connection.